Sfiras HaOmer is a beautiful progression. We've made mention of the tefillah of Ribbono Shel Olam, that even if your father and your custom is not to say the tefillah after Sfiras HaOmer, it's important to look at the tefillah. And we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shebeschus Sfiras HaOmer, Shesafarti Hayom, in the merit of the Sfiras HaOmer, Yisukan Masha Pagamti Besfira. I want fixed that which I had undermined in the spheros, the different levels of your world. V'atar v'skadesh b'kdusha shomala, v'al yidei zen, through Sfiras HaOmer, yushpa shefa rav b'chol o'ilamos, b'chol o'ilamos. I want their blessing to be throughout all of the worlds. What's this reference of b'chol o'ilamos? Shavuos is Matan Torah. We don't call it Chag Matan Torah. We call it Chag Shavuos. In the past, we've alluded to, because a Shavua, a week, is Kol El HaKol. It includes everything. God created the world in 1 week. And therefore, Matan Torah represents everything. The entire human existence. Why? Histakel Boreis HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked in the Torah Ubara Alma. The entire world comes from Torah itself. That is why the Meshech Chachma says that even though on other Yom Tovim, the Gemara in Pesachim, Tzamachesam Bey says that you could fulfill the mitzvah of Yom Tov, devoting it to Hashem, Kulo Lashem, Batzeres Hakol Moedim Debayina Nami Lachem. On Shavuos, everybody agrees that you need to have Gashmias. Why? Because Shavuos is Kol El HaKol. And that's the meaning behind the words Yisuka Masha Pagamti Besfira. This Pagam in the Sfira. I ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu Val Yudeze Yushpa Shefa Rav Bechol O'ilamos. The role of Torah is to sanctify every part of my life. Every part. And that might be why by Shavuos, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, there's no particular mitzvah. Because on Pesach, you're supposed to work Al Pi Kabbalah on Chesed. On Sukkot, you're supposed to work on Gvura. However, when it comes to Shavuos, Shavuos is Kol El HaKol. So it doesn't have a particular mitzvah. Not even Talmud Torah. It's a minhag to learn Torah. Because it needs to include everything. All of runs Ramachi, Varmin, Shasa, Gidim. All of the Olamos. And what is the number 50? The 49th day is Malchus Shebe Malchus in the Sfiros. Rav Pinkus describes that the way in which Malchus works, Malchus is something that includes everything. It's the final Sfira, the lower Sfira, the lowest Sfira that includes everything in the world. He explains, take a table. What is a table? You add all of its pieces together, the legs, the board that sits on top. By the way, of course, a table has its numerical meaning as well. Shin is 300, etc., etc., etc. Shulchan, if I'm not mistaken, is Gematria 388. But a Shulchan is not only about legs, not only about a shin, a lamed, a ches, and a nun, but Shulchan is something more than that. When you put all the pieces together, then it becomes a new entity. It's not legs and a board, it becomes a Shulchan. Becomes a new entity. At the end of Sfiras HaOmer, everything is included in Kabbalah HaTorah. Malchus Shebe Malchus. You know, I always thought that Gematrias were always people fudging numbers. They always say, it's 388, plus one, you could be one off, 389 too. Rav Pinkus explains, no, what people call the Mispar HaKolo, that you add one more, it's not because it didn't add up 100%. But rather, it's based on the idea that you have the Shin, the Lamed, the Ches, etc. And then one more is the Mispar that's Kol El HaKol. So the number 50 is Malchus Shebe Malchus plus the Mispar HaKol El Malchus Shebe Malchus Lani is Daiti. Therefore, Shavuos is this awesome experience which is not about any one particular mitzvah. It's about everything. Very different than Pesach and Sukkot. There's nothing more all-encompassing itself than Kabbalah HaTorah. That's amazing. But it's also a tremendous, tremendous challenge. A tremendous challenge. I want to introduce a challenge, almost a theological crisis that I've had as a Rebbe. At the end of the Zman, we learn a small Masechta in the Netiv Aryeh in the morning. And I see the Shana Aleph guys beginning to try to finally, some of them it's the first time they're finishing a Masechta. And I remember those days when I started. First time I tried to finish a Masechta. And how hard it was. And I see Gemaras left from a couple years before, where you see that on Daf Beis and Daf Gimel, the guy translated every word and he had every comma and every question mark. And then slowly you feel like he stopped. And I had a kasha for years. And that is, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah is so sweet? If you ask anybody, ask Rav Yaakov, ask anybody who's been sitting and learning Torah for years, and they'll say that there's nothing sweeter in the world. But you know, Meiri V'Rabbi Rav Nevinzal Shlita said it took him 10 years, at least. When I asked him about it, he didn't want to respond. I can't say I heard this from his ears. But there's a legend in the yeshiva that it took him 10 years for him to enjoy learning. One of the Gedolei Hadar, a genius, a masmid. And why do HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do you make it so painful in the beginning? It should be the opposite. Someone who's already mastered Torah. So then he already has, he feels comfortable. He knows where to put the comma and the question mark and so on and so forth. But why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do you make it so hard for them in the beginning? And as a Rebbe, it pains me. It pains me. Why? Then Rav Yosef, here in the Kolo, showed me an amazing gra from Rav Kahn. He knew it from Rav Kahn. On Shavuos. On the Megillah of Shavuos, Rus. The Pasuk says that Rus insisted on going along with Naomi. And the Pasuk says, Vatera ki misametzas hi loleches ita. And Naomi saw that she still wanted to go with her. Naomi, of course, kept on trying to discourage her. Now, why does the Pasuk say, argues the Gra, the word kimis ametzes? Should say, vatera, kihi ratzta lalechet. Why misametzes? Misametzes means to push in a way that goes against one's body. If it's hard for you to finish the last mile, you're mitametz, you push yourself harder. Says the Gra something that's absolutely scary. Scary. The Gra says, there are times we don't know if our Yetzirah Ra is talking to us or our Yetzirah Tov is talking to us. V'harotze livchon ba'es leida im bali yado ha-mitzvah im Yetzirah olo. Sometimes Yetzirah tells you, learn throughout the night. You know, I have sometimes a boy in Shana Bet. He learned the whole night and the next day he doesn't come to shir. What was that? That was the Yetzirah Ra, not the Yetzirah Tov. How do you know whether it's the Yetzer Ra and the Yetzer Tov that's talking to you? Yavchin, be'ez asiyas ha-mitzvah, you have to check when you do the mitzvah. Im evorov noim v'nodim be'ez ayu b'zrizus lasas mitzvah. If your body is rushing, if everything is flowing, says the Gra, then it's probably the Yetzer Ra. Now, I can't tell you that this Gra is scientific. And you have to ask advice from your Rabbein. But says the Gra, if everything's going, and everything's flowing, and everything's easy, then it can't be that's the Yetzer Tov. Very powerful Chiddush. Vatere kimis ametzes. Naomi saw that Rus, her limbs were getting heavy. It was harder for her to move. And so you know what happened? Says Naomi, now I see. Because your body is pulling you in the opposite direction. Reverse psychology. Because now your body is pulling you in the opposite direction, that's a sign that it's the Yetzer Tov that's talking over here. Why? Why does it work this way? Continues the Gra. Ki eich yuchalios she'everei haguf hakvedim asher me'ofer yisoidom v'tivom leilech acher ta'avosam hagufni. You and I, every single one of us, we're made out of flesh of blood, corporeal entity that comes from the earth, antithetical from where Torah comes from. The two don't naturally mix together. There's a clash. And therefore, if you're going to do something good, the body is going to pull you almost in the opposite direction. Shavuos is kol el hakol. It's so beautiful. It's amazing. Yistakel b'raisa b'ra alma. And you could live your entire day as a life of Torah. Even the gashmius is Torah. But to develop in that, you have to push through this conflict. A deep conflict that's put into the center of the universe. And that's the answer to the question that I was always bothered by. It took me 15 years as a Rebbe until it finally dawned on me this week. I was in Tsar. And the answer is as follows. Every Talmud that starts out, no matter how sincere he is, he's pushing through a very powerful challenge. And that is to be mechaber to something that's niskov, that's elyon, while everything that his body is surrounded by is something that's tachton and chomer. That's the challenge. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it that it's so hard in the beginning. Listen to the words of Chazon Ish. Igeres Gimel. Yediyas HaTorah ein ze pshuta shel sugya b'chaya adam. Knowledge of Torah doesn't go naturally in the life of a human being. Ki alo amru ein divrei Torah miskaimel misha mei misatzva. A person has to kill himself over it, Chazal say. What does it mean you have to kill yourself over it? What are Chazal referring to? Does it mean that just to know so much you got to push yourselves late into the night? Does it mean that you have to push yourself simply the extra mile, says the Chazon Ish? No, it's not just simply memes atzmo that you need to have more time devoted to Torah. Hamisa shebekan hu anetiyo mipshuto shel chayim. The misa over here is turning away from the natural routine of life, the way the body would pull us in the natural direction. Lo'omko shel chayim, to the depth of life. Lutoch tocho shel chayim. Kol she'odom marbe b'shviras hamidos, when a person breaks his natural midos of selfishness. Then, mar bechayim, ki shviras hamidos hu arigas hachayim hashitchiyim. Because breaking the midos is breaking superficial life, umisa shel hayetzer malakol guf hu hachayim hamolech bedarko shel Torah. And Chazon Ish goes on to say, laziness is not just simply a trait. Laziness is part of the conflict between the body that responds and says, wait a second, this doesn't naturally go with me. And there's a challenge, a real challenge. You know, I like to share with the Talmidim the joke that there was once a parrot. For some reason I like parrot jokes. There was a parrot who was cursing. There was a fellow who had bought it. He had bought it from a sailor. He didn't realize the sailor, you know, used a lot of nivel pen. The guys, this parrot is sitting in a nice house in the suburbs, and it's cursing away. So the owner says to the parrot, if you keep on cursing, I'm going to put you in the freezer. The parrot doesn't listen to the warning. He puts him in the freezer. He puts the parrot in the freezer for 15 seconds. Takes the parrot out, and the parrot says, "Brr, it's freezing in there." He says, "I'll never curse again." He says, "But I have one question for you. What did the chicken do?" Rabosai, that's your avoda. Every once in a while, you have to put yourself in the freezer. Not to the point that you turn yourself into the chicken, but you have to put yourself in the freezer. And that means that there are times that we have to really subjugate ourselves, because if we want Kedushas Chohel Yona, Val Yedeze Yushpa Shefa Rav, there's an avoda yisukan mashe pogamti. We have to fix those things that we were pogim. And that's a heavy avoda. This is not a feel-good chassidish vart. For sure this is going in 10-minute musar. It's not going into 10-minute chassidish, for sure. This is heavy. But that's also true. It's a heavy avoda. They say an amazing, amazing story. I don't know the story firsthand, but it's a very powerful story. I've read it like many others. There was once a boy who had real difficulty learning. He was really having a hard time. And he went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. And he wanted Eitzah. And Reb Chaim told him the Eitzah is to keep on learning, doing the best you can. And two parts about tefillah. Number one, be ma'arich, extend your tefillah and atachon el adam das, and beg our Kodesh Baruch Hu for siyata d'shmaya. And number two, he said, never miss a minyan. Those were three things. Reb Chaim said, don't give up, atachonen, and never miss a minyan. The boy tells the story that a couple years later, he never missed a minyan. He did everything he could. One time he went to a wedding, and there was no marriage at the wedding. He came home at 12 in the morning, and he went to the shul, and he just missed the last marriage. In his neighbors in Yerushalayim, you could find up until about 12, 1230. Missed the last minyan. He was despondent. He went out to the street to hail a cab. He's waiting for a half hour. It's now 1 in the morning. Can you imagine? He was working so hard on this. 1 in the morning. He's waiting for a cab. There's no cab coming. 1:30. He gives up trying to get a cab. He tries to flag down. Now there aren't many cars. It's already 1:30 more. Not many cars coming down Begin. He tries to hail down any car and ask them if they're going to the Kotel or Zichron Moshe. 1:45 in the morning, a car pulls up. He says, are you going to the Kotel or Zichron Moshe? Zichron Moshe. He says, really? He says, yeah, I'm going to Zichron Moshe. I didn't have a Maariv. I didn't have a Maariv too. Great. The two come to Zichron Moshe. They expect eight people waiting for them. 1:45 in the morning. Ridiculous. There's no one there. The lights are out. The two guys sit down. 2 in the morning, a third guy comes in looking for a Maariv. 2:15, a fourth. They get a Maariv at 3:15 in the morning. Remember, he started before 12. 3:15 in the morning. And he begins to daven. Atachonen. And he begins to cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said the Atachonen took 45 minutes. By the time he finished, there were already people coming in for Shachris. That minion had long left. He brought his tefillin with him. So he davened Vasikin. After Vasikin, he wasn't tired yet. All the adrenaline, he sat down with a Gemara. And he said there was something about the Gemara that he began to understand a little bit more. He learned for a couple of hours, went home, went to sleep a little, got up, went with his father to shul, and his father, who he was always uncomfortable learning with, he said, Dad, let's sit down and learn. Let's give it a try again. And it went differently. The guy ultimately became Mechaber Sfarim. Reb Chaim Kanievsky was teaching him, and the story teaches us that in the beginning it's going to be hard and it's going to be difficult. And it could be because of the reason that we're saying, V'chaber l'omei olyonos, a person's got to break down many mechitzas. Tonight, you know there are 48 Kinyanei Torah. According to some counts, tonight is Misyashev, the 41st night. Misyashev libo bilimudo. So many understand that the Kinyanei Torah, Misyashev libo bilimudo, is that you learn and review and have things clear. But I don't think that's the simple pshat in the Mishnah Navos. Because it says misyashev, the word misyashev means to answer. To answer libo bilimudo, with his learning. What does it mean to answer his heart? The answer is that Chazal point out, the pasuk says, v'lo sasuru achrei levavchem. The heart pulls you in the opposite direction. You got to be misyashev. You got to turn the heart around. You got to give it teretz. You got to change things. And it's going to be a conflict. And it's going to be a war. And after a lot of determination, eventually, some magic happens. And that magic we can't explain except for Kedusha Shel Mala that we read in the Ribono Shel Olam. And that is, there is a special siyata d'shmaya v'yisuka ma'asha b'gantri b'sfira v'al yedeza yushba shefa rab d'chol o'ilomois l'sakin es nafsho esenu l'tarenu b'kedushascho elyona. something dramatic changes inside of a person. But there's more. There's one more level. It's not only a battle of putting the parrot in the freezer. The Gemara in Kedushin and Daf Lamed Amud Beis tells us one more part. And with this, Be'ezer Hashem, we're ready to go for Kabbalah Satayra. The Gemara says on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, Im poga b'chom menuvel b'shuk, moshcheyu l'beis ha-megrish. If the menuvel, the disgusting one, the Yetzirah, tries to grab you in the marketplace, grab him to the Beis ha-megrish. The Ben Yoyada asks, why does it say Moshcheyu lebeis hamedrash? Drag him to the Beis Hamedrash. What should the appropriate term be? Barach, escape to the Beis Hamedrash. Why you, you know, guys, leave all your partying and all of your stuff from America, leave it there. Don't bring it here. Just escape from it. But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, bring it on. Pull it all in here. Mashcheyu lebeis hamedrash. Bring it into the Beis Hamedrash. Says the Ben Yoyada. Why do you say Mashcheyu lebeis hamedrash? Levroach, to escape. Says the Ben Yoyada, because the answer is there's no such thing as something that's bad in the world. It just needs to be transformed. Mashcheyu lebeis hamedrash. Bring the Yetzirah into the Beis Hamedrash. So on the one hand, there's a conflict. On the other hand, what we do is we don't entirely subjugate. We bring it into the Beis Hamedrash and somehow it's transformed. Rav Yitzchak Cohen Shlita loves to say in his inimitable style, I love Noshim. I love Noshim. Nidorin, Nozir, Saita, Gittin, Kedushin. I love Noshim. And it's amazing. In Mirtz Hashem and Yitzchak Elchanan next year, they're going to be learning Kedushin. If a person pours over Maseches Kedushin, the way he looks at the world, the way he looks at sexuality, the way he looks at a woman, by the way, the ultimate way of learning how to treat a woman appropriately is not in a sexual harassment class in the workplace. You know where it is? It's pouring over a tesis in Kedushin. It's Kedusha. That's the pshat in what Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen is saying. That's Moshcheyu lebeis hamedrash. You take every single one of the human impulses and see it through the eyes of Ravina, Rav Ashi, the Kedoshei Elyonim. That's Al Yidei Zeh Yushpa Shefa Rab B'chol Olamos. They say there was a kid. When my father went to school, in public school, the teachers weren't very, very respectful. It wasn't multicultural. My father went to school in Vancouver, British Columbia. In fact, the first day he told his teacher his name was Abraham Avram, the teacher said, nope, your name's now Avrin. To this day, my father is Avrin Eisenstein. The teacher changed his name. He's too Jewish. In those days, they would force the Jewish kids to sing in public school in Canada to sing Christmas carols. So they say a joke. This did not happen to my father. But they say there was a teacher, Mrs. O'Malley, that really wanted to stick it to the Jewish kids. And she said, and to the class, to teach them a real beautiful Christian, quote-unquote beautiful Christian lesson. She said, who was the most important person in the history of the world? So one of the kids, a Gentile kid, says, Columbus. So she says, no. Another kid says, Babe Ruth. She says, absolutely not. The Jewish kid raises his hand and he says in English, he says, Yoshka. So Mrs. O'Malley is taken back. She says, you're right, Jeremy. She says, I'm a little bit surprised of all the kids that you're the one who says that. So Jeremy says back, I knew in my heart it was Moses, Mrs. O'Malley, but business is business. Rabosai. That was what Jeremy needed to do 70 years ago in public school. But this is not business. It's not that there's one thing that a person does and he's a little bit like this. Business is business. And then his heart, he knows it's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's antithetical to Kabbalah HaTorah. And you know why it's called Kabbalah HaTorah? Because it's all about being mekabel on all the olamos. Of course, we can't conquer the entire world. All of the olamos uruchnias. But the emphasis is not to do a particular mitzvah. The emphasis is this massive Kabbalah, and that's why it's Nasa before Nishma. We're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're throwing ourselves in with all of our Ramachei Varmich Yisagid and everything. B'chol Ha'ilamos B'kdushas Chol Yoyna. No mitzvahs. Forget about mitzvahs. We're above and beyond that for Kabbalah Satira. It's Koil HaKol. It's called Chag Shavuos because it's Koil HaKol. And there are two parts of Koil HaKol. One is a battle, one is a war, and the other is a transformation. Of Nidarim Nazir Saita Gittin and Kedushin. Of Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra, the way in which we interact with other people. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us Siyata Deshmaya to be Zaycha LeKadosh. Eso Ivama Yolamos, Vahideze Yushba Shefa Rav, Bechol Olamos. Amen.